Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KIV Top of the Hour. Also, Where's the Room on Thursday Night Football? That's coming up next hour as well. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic with you here on Bet Sweats. We were going over some of our favorite college football plays. There's a few games that we didn't get to. Certainly worth discussing here on this weekend's college football card. Before we get to the Saturday ones, we do have a Friday game. I don't have a play on it, but it's your favorite team to discuss. USC hosting Northwestern, the number 14.5. Sam, do you have an angle on USC against Northwestern?
Not really. It's a big number. I don't really want to lay it. The total under, maybe, because Northwestern is just so good to the under this year. I mean, you go and look through their box score track in these games. A lot of games under the total, Joe. A lot under. So that's my lean. We've seen it come down a little bit. I probably will not bet Northwestern USC. As much as I would love to see Northwestern lose by 3 touchdowns or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, nah. I kind of lean to the dog and kind of lean to the under a little bit.
Did you see that clip of Josh Pate on with Bussin' with the Boys?
Which clip? I saw a couple. I didn't see a Northwestern clip, though.
It would have something to do with the other side, the team on the other side.
Oh, Lincoln Riley? Yeah. I did see that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was interesting. It is getting to a point where, okay, who's getting all these jobs? Like, we've brought up a number of names that could be promoted. Maybe some come from the NFL. But there are so many openings. There's going to be some retreads here that are not going to be very exciting. So, you know, a name like Lincoln Riley would get people excited and get people talking. I don't think it's completely out of bounds where he would take one of those primo jobs.
No, there's so many big jobs open. I mean, Penn State, LSU, Auburn is open
is
now.
Is Florida still a big
Florida.
Job?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course
they're going to bring it.
I mean, Oklahoma State, Arkansas. I'm not saying that Oklahoma State's better than USC, but there's going to be so much chaos in this cycle. And, you know, one of the games I just brought up, SMU, Boston College, like Rhett Lashley is probably going to be at a big school really soon. And, like, from a fundamental situational handicap, this is kind of how you and I cut our teeth. Betting against the team that nobody wanted to bet a week ago and fading them now that everybody wants to bet them.
Right.
Nobody was betting SMU. Nobody. Everybody's betting Miami. And then SMU wins. It's, SMU, Mustangs. Now everybody's going to bet SMU because Boston College blows. And these are the spots that we started chicken dinner for, these Boston College spots. So I don't know that they're going to cover, but, man, it's BC or pass for me in that one.
Let's talk about Virginia Wake. Virginia keeps finding a way. Now they're laying 6.5 against Wake. There's so much magic sometimes. It feels like, is this the year to even fade them? Like, okay, yeah. They shouldn't have covered that. We could go over a lot of the schedule and say they shouldn't have won that. They shouldn't have covered this. They shouldn't have covered that. But they're finding ways to do it. It's not a conversation of laying 6.5 with Virginia. It's, do you want to take 6.5 with Wake?
I like Virginia. I don't know that I want to lay the points, though.
Yeah.
I don't. I think the pressure is starting to pick up. They can start to feel it now. They can see the light at the end of the ACC tunnel. They're in the playoff right now if the season were to end today. I mean, that's a Wake spot, no?
Yeah, that's a weak spot, 100%. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, you could make the argument things went their way against Cal, too. So, I don't know. Virginia was driving. Ah, man, I don't know. I don't, I'm not, there's others I like more. I just know that I'm not going to bet on Virginia to win by a touchdown, and that's what you're going to need in that spot. LSU, Alabama, the Tide favored by 10. First game without Brian Kelly. Another one of those spots. First game without the head coach. What do we think about Bama laying 10 in Tuscaloosa? A game that we thought before the season was going to be much bigger than it is.
So I just need Ty Simpson to show out and ball out, put up numbers, get me closer to the top of the pack again where he was before the bye week. So funny how that works. Simpson was favored. Simpson didn't play. Now he's not favored anymore. The Heisman market is just up and down, up and down. Tim Murray posted this. I don't know if you saw the fired coach bump that Murray was tweeting about. Teams this year that have fired their coach are 6-1 against the spread the following game.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. It's interesting. Would you take 10?
Sample. I'd take 10, yeah. I would probably
take 10. Okay. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to take LSU.
I'm on a bunch of ugly teams this week. My list makes most people want to vomit.
That's good.
I'm looking at LSU, Boston College, Iowa, and can we talk about Purdue plus 30 at home against Ohio State? I know.
I didn't know. Okay, now this is like the others, I could get there. I understand it. What do you have on Purdue? Why are you there at 30?
Ohio State has covered every game this year. And I've talked to bookmakers who are purposely shading their lines and have been shading their lines for weeks. When that happens, the numbers are so much higher than the true rating. Like one guy tells me the true number should be 27.5. So I get through the 28. They're shading it more than a field goal, basically. Mm-hmm. So I just, it's just such a big number, and I don't know why Ohio State needs to have its starters out there in the third and fourth quarter. Like, what is the point? How many snaps is Jeremiah Smith playing in this game? Are you going to let Julian Sain take a hit to the head in the third quarter when you're up 21? I feel like Purdue needs to get me to 10 points, and I'll cover the game.
Probably. How do you feel about the twos and threes on Ohio State going against Purdue late?
Not great.
They're better. They're probably still better.
If this game was in Columbus, I'd want no part of it, but it's a road game. Ohio State's laying 30-plus in West Lafayette. Not that there's a huge home field there, but it's a 1 o'clock kick. The building's going to be half empty. There's going to be no juice. Just one of those spots. How many times can you get up for bad teams and keep drilling them by 5 touchdowns?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at the tough teams that they've played. Notre Dame, that was a road game. They lost by 26. They did somehow score 30 in that game. I remember being very annoyed when I was watching that game. It was an insane over. Other good teams, we don't even count Michigan. If you want to count Illinois, they lost by 16 to them. If you want to count USC, but that was a home game. They lost by what, like around the same number, 16 there. So, you know, there's a decent chance. They've got Indiana in a few weeks too. That's their last game. Man, this is a tough road at the very end for Purdue. They've knocked out all their easy games and they weren't winning them. So they do stink. But yeah, 30, monster number. Paul, you said there was a game or two that you wanted to discuss. What did you have in college?
Similar to the SMU play we talked about, well, the fading SMU play with BC. So we were talking about Houston, right? I mean, as a longer shot in the Big 12, and they get upended by West Virginia. And West Virginia stinks. They've had two Super Bowls this year, the Backyard Brawl at home against Pitt, and now they beat Houston. Now West Virginia is favored by 6.5 against Colorado. Look, the Buffs stink too, but this is West Virginia shouldn't be favored by 6.5 over a high school team. And Rich Rod's phone is not ringing off the hook for other college jobs, so there's no distractions there. But they're just the offense is not good on either side. The defense is not good on either side. I don't know how Pat Shurmur got two NFL head coaching jobs, but Deion's done with him as far as offensive coordinator at Colorado. Stripped his play calling duties. So, look, they're going with a freshman quarterback who looked decent last week. Julian Juju Lewis, making his first college start, came in the second half against Arizona, 9-17, 121 yards and a touchdown. Again, both defenses stink, both offenses stink, but I think this is just a spot play for Colorado against the West Virginia team that has no business being favored by this much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, those Houston tickets died quickly last week. That was
tough
for people that wanted to jump in on that long shot. But it was
One of those spots, Paul. I mean, like, that's your wheelhouse. Houston had the big upset, and then they became way too expensive on the other side, right? Yep. You go from a big dog to a two-touchdown favorite, and it's just a lot. It's a lot to handle when the bullseye's on your chest. I got a text, by the way. A buddy of mine really close to Purdue goes, the building won't be half empty. There's going to be 30,000 Ohio State fans there.
Oh, Buckeyes fans. Yeah, the ones that can't afford to go in Columbus. They'll take a short drive over.
It's not that far. Mm-hmm. That's actually a very valid point. I don't think there's a lot of incentive for Ohio State to go into Purdue and just blow them out. Watch it be 49-7 now, guys. But, man, is that a big number.
One other one. Does Vandy lose the Texas game twice? Like Auburn, see if you freeze. They're a 6.5-point dog.
The bad spot, yeah.
I will say Auburn has taken the most sacks in all of college football. It's not great.
I feel like over the last couple of weeks, Sam has done a 180, and now he hates Pavia.
I don't hate anybody.
Unfollowed him?
Oh, really? Wait a second.
That's not true.
How long have I known you?
I said that's not true. I quickly said that's not true. No, I hated the Pavia thing when we started making him the Heisman Trophy winner when he had 130 passing yards against Mizzou. Like, that's when I flipped on Pavia.
And everybody was in on him. Everybody.
And Theo Vaughn. And Pavia's
mom. Strange.
And all that.
Yeah. Yeah, I get all that. All right. Well, we'll talk more college football coming up. Also, Survivor with Kelly in Vegas. She joins us next. Sammy P, another hour to go here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.